While the pandemic has made exceptional demands of us, even before the COVID-19 lockdown, crowds have been under threat. We were becoming ever more atomized and pushed further into our homes, and crowds were becoming domesticated, enclosed, surveilled, and expensive to be a part of. Our opportunities to gather freely in both senses of the word have greatly diminished since the 90s, and yet throughout human history, there has always been something pleasingly resilient about the crowd. However many new ways are found to disperse it, it will always find a way to reconvene. Crowds have always had a bad rap. There is no gentle mob, no friendly pack. The same disinhibition that allows for moments of great joy can also enable grotesque crimes. The people who gathered to watch lynchings in the US, or recent attacks on Muslims by groups of Hindu nationalists in India, were not just bystanders, but participants. Their presence and acquiescence helped to make the violence possible. And just as the people at the back of the crowd empower those at the front, the reverse can be true. The hooligan firm leader who throws the first cafe chair across a moonlit plaza on a balmy European away day makes it easier for more timid members of the crowd to cross their own cooperation threshold and join in. Even celebratory or worshipful crowds can go wrong. And when they do, they generate an unmatched horror. Few things strike fear like the idea of mass panic. Few words as chilling as caught up in a stampede or trampled to death. The horror of the 96 dead at Hillsborough in 1989, or the 21 suffocated at the 2010 Berlin Love Parade, or the 2,400 killed in a crowd collapse at the 2015 Hajj, gnaws at something deep in our psyches. For some people, even a peaceful and orderly crowd can be scary, triggering intense anxiety or PTSD. Informed by tragedies, uprisings and protests alike, for a long time crowds were seen as inherently dangerous and lobotomizing. But during the past couple of decades, thanks to work by social psychologists, behavioral scientists and anthropologists, a new understanding of the complexity of crowd behaviour has become increasingly influential.